As someone who circumnavigates the globe at least 3 times a year, with countless short hops sprinkled in between, I've learned a thing or two about the intricacies of air travel. My frequent flyer status has catapulted me to Aeroplan Elite membership, a badge I wear with pride, not just for the miles it represents but for the delightful perks it brings into my travel experiences. The extra luggage allowance, the serene oasis of lounge access, and the golden opportunity to upgrade are just a few of the benefits that I absolutely adore. Beyond just accumulating points through flights, I've mastered the art of racking up points on everyday purchases with my Aeroplan credit cards, turning the mundane into a future adventure waiting to happen. However, for all the love I have for the skies and the perks that come with my frequent flyer status, booking flights is a task I gladly hand over to Keith. To me, navigating through the endless options of dates, airlines, routes, pricing, and upgrade possibilities feels like venturing through a minefield blindfolded. It's a labyrinth of decisions where each turn could lead to a deal or a disaster. Thankfully, Keith has the patience and the knack for it, turning my most stressful travel task into a carefully crafted itinerary that matches my needs and preferences. There's no denying that finding the perfect flight is a complex process influenced by countless variables. While the notion of a universal best day to book flights is more myth than reality, the key to unlocking potential savings and advantages lies in flexibility. Being able to adjust your travel dates and keeping a vigilant eye on fluctuating prices can often lead you to stumble upon those elusive deals. As I navigate the world, collecting points and embracing the perks of elite status, I've come to realize that while booking flights may never be my favorite pastime, understanding its nuances and having a trusted partner to manage it transforms it from a daunting task into the first step of my next great adventure. The Savvy Traveler's Guide to Booking Flights. Booking the perfect flight doesn't have to feel like you're trying to solve a Rubik's Cube. With a few clever strategies up your sleeve, you can navigate the skies and those booking sites like a pro. Here's your go-to guide for snagging that sweet flight deal, keeping both your wallet and your wanderlust well-fed. Direct route equals less hassle. Let's face it, the fewer the stops, the smoother the journey. Opting for a direct flight not only slices your travel time but also minimizes the chances of your luggage embarking on its own unexpected adventure. While yes, these flights can lean towards the pricier side, think of the extra hours you're banking. More time sipping cocktails by the pool, less time squished between a snorer and the airplane bathroom. But before you click buy, remember this. Every minute saved is a minute earned in vacation bliss. Picture yourself lounging in an airport cafe, nursing an $8 coffee and a $20 sandwich, and before you know it, your savings have evaporated into thin air, along with your time and patience. And let's not forget, doubling your flights means doubling the chances of delays. Suddenly, those direct flights don't seem so expensive, considering the trade-off. It's a balance of cost versus convenience, and sometimes, paying a little extra upfront gifts you priceless peace of mind. Neighboring airports, the road less traveled. When you're on the hunt for flights, make sure you hit that include surrounding airports checkbox. It might seem like a tiny detail, but trust me, it can open up a whole world of savings. Airports a bit off the beaten path sometimes have cheaper flights because they're not as busy. But let me share a tip from my own not so fun experience. Watch out for those layovers that make you switch airports. You think you've scored a deal until you realize you have to dash across the city for your next flight, which can be a costly and stress-inducing hassle. Ending up in a pricey, last-minute Uber, trying to beat the clock, is definitely not the adventure you're looking for. So, give those flight details a thorough check to sidestep these kinds of messes. Or, you could be smart and get a travel agent to handle it. They're pros at avoiding these kinds of snags and can make your trip a lot smoother. The multi-stop strategy. A Game of Thrones. Considering a long-haul flight? Splitting your trip and opting for a regional airline from a major hub could significantly cut your costs. Take flying from Toronto to the Malaysian island of Langkawi as an example. Booking a single ticket with stops in Amsterdam and Kuala Lumpur for a May trip in economy class might set you back $2,690. However, if you choose to fly just to Kuala Lumpur, you could save over $1,000. Then, hopping onto a short flight with the award-winning AirAsia to Langkawi could cost you less than $100. Think of all the extra meals and experiences those savings could fund. This strategy of breaking up your journey offers more than just financial benefits. It opens the door to exploring additional destinations en route to your final stop. Europe, Asia, and Australasia, in particular, boast an array of budget-friendly regional airlines. My personal experiences flying across Europe with Ryanair have been incredibly cost-effective, often costing no more than a few lattes. Sure, it's a no-frills service, but the savings are undeniable. Long-haul flights, especially when booked in premium classes, can significantly eat into your travel budget. Yet, by booking the major leg of your flight separately and then choosing regional carriers for the shorter segments, you're likely to see your travel budget stretch further. Do remember though that you will have to collect your bags and recheck in, as it will be a totally separate ticket, and take out insurance too, because your incoming flight may be delayed and you will have no recourse with the airline. Allow extra time and stretch your legs, it may be well worth it. Bag it up from the start. Pack like a pro. Avoid the surprise of hefty luggage fees by including at least one checked bag in your initial search. Adding baggage later can be disproportionately expensive, turning a deal into a dud. Packing your suitcase is an art, and so is booking your flight with luggage in mind. Get it right from the start, and you'll sail through your travel plans with ease. Flex those dates. Time is on your side. If you have the luxury of flexible travel dates, use it to your advantage. Flight prices fluctuate wildly, and playing around with your dates, plus or minus 3 days, can reveal hidden deals. It's a bit like finding a secret passage that leads to treasure, a treasure of savings, in this case. Book on special days like Black Friday or a Boxing Day sale. Create alerts for when your flight drops lower, but the earliest you can book a flight is usually 244 days before departure, but the best time depends on the time of year. If you are booking a flight at a peak time, it will only increase, so grab it when you can. Using points to book your flight or upgrade. For those who love to make the most out of their travel points, instead of using points directly to book a flight, consider using them for upgrades. Here's the trick: first check that the class that you want to upgrade to is available to book. Then book a fare that's eligible for upgrades. Once your booking is secure, dive into the Manage Booking section on the airline's website. This is where having booked directly with the airline pays off, offering you a wider array of choices for using your points to move up to a higher class. Click Upgrade using points and there you have it. The seat you want for less. If you want to get a business class seat, then book premium economy if you want to be first in line for the upgrade list. Also, don't overlook the option of a bid upgrade, which many airlines offer. This can be a game changer, allowing you to experience business class at a lower cost depending on availability. However, throwing in the lowest possible bid might feel like a good strategy, but it's likely to end in disappointment. To boost your chances, aim a bit higher. I find that bidding at least $50 more than the minimum can significantly improve your odds. But if having that business class seat is non-negotiable for you, remember that this strategy does carry some risk. For those who consider the upgrade a nice bonus rather than a must-have, this approach can offer a taste of luxury without the steep price. What is the best day to book? The idea that there's a magical day to book the cheapest flight is more myth than reality. If such a day existed, we'd all be clamoring to book our flights then. The truth is, flight prices are influenced by a variety of factors, from the day of the week, think busy commuter flights, to special events in your destination city, and even the mysterious workings of airline pricing algorithms. The secret ingredient? Flexibility. Being open to adjusting your travel dates can make a world of difference. Make it a habit to check flight prices regularly, daily, if possible. This way, you stay on top of fluctuations and stand a better chance of snagging a deal when prices dip. In the quest for the best flight deals, patience and flexibility are your best allies. Happy travels, Lorraine. In next week's travel feature, I'll be dispatching my insights directly from the heart of Amsterdam during my very own journey. As the city bursts into the vibrant hues of tulip season, I'll share why now is the unparalleled moment to wander through its picturesque streets. But our exploration won't stop there. I'll guide you through the prime destinations for every season, whether you're seeking to bask in the sun, evade the chill, dodge a hurricane, or embark on a wildlife safari in Africa. From the ideal climates to the most spectacular sights, I'll cover where to go and the best times for every adventure. Get ready to tailor your travel plans with expert tips and personal recommendations. Join me as we navigate the world's wonders, one season at a time.